This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The latest wildfire to ignite in the region is the Helena Fire, burning west of Weaverville near the town of Helena along Highway 299 in the Six Rivers National Forest. The fire is burning on both sides of the highway and is threatening structures. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office has issued an evacuation order for residents between Helena and Oregon Mountain Summit, and that includes the Canyon Creek area. The fire has scorched more than 1,500 acres as of the last update last night, and an evacuation center has been established at the First Baptist Church in Weaverville. Further evacuation orders could be announced depending on fire behavior. It will be a hot and dry weekend for fire crews battling a series of fire complexes across the region. The mercury will be in the triple digits over the holiday weekend, and that, combined with wind and lower humidity levels, will increase the risk of fire spread. The Orleans Complex in the Six Rivers National Forest, the Eclipse Complex, and the Salmon August Fire Complexes in the Klamath National Forest will continue to impact communities along the Highway 299 corridor and in the Klamath drainage. Air quality will be poor in the immediate fire areas, and the latest fire means more heavy equipment and personnel will move into the region, impacting traffic. For the second consecutive year, Humboldt State University has been named as one of the top universities in the country for obtaining a master's degree. HSU was ranked 39th on a list of 632 colleges and universities compiled by the Washington Monthly magazine. Schools are ranked based on contributions to the public good in three broad categories, including social mobility for lower-income students, impacts to the local economy and industry, and programs that encourage students to give back and engage with the community. Last year, HSU was ranked 53rd in the country, and Washington Monthly began compiling the list in 2005. One other piece of news from HSU, starting tomorrow, the campus will be 100% tobacco-free. In fact, all campuses in the Cal State system will be tobacco-free after the Chancellor's Office issued an executive order. The order means that no one on a Cal State campus, student, faculty, employee, or visitor, can use tobacco products and extends to all university-owned facilities, such as the Marine Lab in Trinidad or the Boathouse on the Bay. Republicans in the state legislature have introduced a constitutional amendment to address what they describe as a loophole in state tax law. The amendment would require that all local tax increases for special purposes or services must pass with a two-thirds majority vote. The amendment measure comes on the heels of a decision by the California State Supreme Court this week that could allow special purpose tax increases to be passed by a simple majority, a violation of both Props 13 and 218, according to Republicans. They hope to have the amendment ready and on the ballot by next year's election. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.